Well, good afternoon, dear brother. Now it's we offer you greetings in the name of our reigning Lord and Savior, Jesus Christ. And it is my privilege to offer a warm welcome to all of you on behalf of the North Seattle Bible Student Ecclesia. And we welcome you to the 2010 convention. Wow, 2010. that means something to me. The time goes by quickly. We pray and trust that the Lord will provide a bountiful blessing to those attending and to those that serve us. As part of the welcome, we'd like to consider the theme text for the convention. It comes from Revelation chapter 1, verses 1 to 3. And we'll consider each text individually along the way. Revelation chapter 1, verse 1. The revelation of Jesus Christ, which God gave unto him, to show unto his servants things which must shortly come to pass, and he sent and signified it by his angel unto his servant John. Here we are told in verse 1 that God has given us a revelation of things not previously understood, to show us things which are now happening. God has sent us messengers to help us understand his plan. During the symposium tomorrow, we will be considering the fifth, sixth, and seventh messengers. What a blessing it is to live in a time where the meat in due season has been provided to offset the hour of temptation. We'd like to read from 1 Thessalonians chapter 5, verses 1 to 6. But of the times and seasons, brethren, ye have no need that I write unto you, for yourselves know perfectly that the day of the Lord so cometh as a thief in the night. For when they shall say, peace and safety, then sudden destruction cometh upon them, as travail upon a woman with child, and they shall not escape. But ye, brethren, are not in darkness, that day should overtake you as a thief. Ye are all children of light, and the children of the day. We are not of the night nor of darkness. Therefore let us not sleep as others, but let us watch and be sober. We have the privilege of living in an overlapping period or harvest period of two ages, the end of the gospel age and the ushering in of the millennial. Out with the old, in with the new. It is of great interest to us to watch the process going on as the fulfillment of prophecy. Our Lord and the risen saints are very busy and productive. We see the time of trouble in operation. We'd like to read from Volume 1, page 308. God has established certain laws in harmony with which he operates, and those who from any cause come into conflict with these reap the penalty or wrath of their own course. God's counsel to mankind has been continually rejected, except by a few, and as we have shown, he permitted them to have their own way and to drop him and his counsels from their hearts. Unquote. Romans chapter 1, verse 28. And even as they did not like to retain God in their knowledge, God gave them over to a reprobate mind to do those things which are not convenient. This permitted evil that mankind brings upon themselves is for a purpose. Volume 1, page 310, a short quote. Until all may have opportunity to learn the superior benefits of the rule of righteousness and love as compared with that of selfishness and might. Unquote. Again, we'd like to quote from the fourth volume this time. In the study one, The Day of Vengeance, pages 13 and 14. It is not our purpose in calling attention to this subject to arouse a mere sensation, or to seek to gratify idle curiosity. Nor can we hope to produce that penitence in the hearts of men which would work a change in the present social, political, and religious order of society, and thus avert the impending calamity. The approaching trouble is inevitable. The powerful causes are all at work, and no human power is able to arrest their operation and progress toward the certain end. The effects must follow as the Lord foresaw and foretold. No hand but the hand of God could stay the progress of the present current of events, and his hand will not do so until the bitter experiences of this conflict shall have sealed their instruction upon the hearts of men. The main object of this volume is not, therefore, to enlighten the world, which can appreciate only the logic of events and will have no other, but to forewarn, forearm, comfort, encourage, and strengthen the household of faith, so that they may not be dismayed, but may be in full harmony and sympathy with even the severest measures of divine discipline and the chastening of the world, seeing by faith the glorious outcome in the precious fruits of righteousness and enduring peace. Unquote. Well, some scriptures that we have, 2 Peter chapter 3, verse 11. Seeing then that all these things shall be dissolved, what manner of persons ought ye to be in all holy conversation and godliness? We need to make ourselves ready for the wedding, dear brother. We need to encourage each other by holding up the banner of present truth as presented by the seventh messenger. Revelation chapter 1, verse 2. Who bear record of the word of God and the testimony of Jesus Christ and of all things that he saw. Isaiah chapter 52, verses 6 to 8 from the New American Standard. Therefore my people shall know my name. Therefore in that day I am the one who is speaking. Here I am. How lovely on the mountains are the feet of him who brings good news, who announces peace and brings good news of happiness, who announces salvation and says to Zion, God reigns. Listen, your watchmen lift up their voices. They shout joyfully together, for they will see with their own eyes when the Lord restores Zion. Are we rejoicing? Revelation chapter 1, verse 3. Blessed is he that readeth, and they that hear the words of this prophecy, and keep those things which are written therein, for the time is at hand. We must not only read and hear the prophecy, but we must obey the instructions given. We must apply what we learn of God's character and mind to ourselves. To have the blessing of revelation, we must remain faithful in his words. The time is at hand. Psalm chapter 45, verse 7. Thou lovest righteousness and hatest wickedness. Therefore God thy God hath anointed thee with the oil of gladness above thy fellows. We have a great blessing. Micah chapter 6, verse 8. He hath showed thee, O man, what is good, and what doth the Lord require of thee, but to do justly, and to love mercy, and to walk humbly with thy God? The signs of this new day are all around us. We see them in advance of the world. What a blessing this is to us. How it should increase our faith. What manner of people ought we to be? Let us read about some things we are to remember. Ephesians chapter 2, verses 3 to 10 and 19 to 22 from the Diaglot. Among whom also we all once lived in the desires of our flesh, performing the wishes of the flesh and of the thoughts, and were by nature children of wrath, even as the others. But God, being rich in mercy, on the account of his great love with which he loved us, we also, being dead in offenses, he made alive together by the Anointed One. By favor you have been saved, and raised us up together, and seated us in the heavenlies by Jesus Christ, in order that he might exhibit in those ages which are approaching the surpassing wealth of his favor by kindness towards us in Christ Jesus. By that favor indeed you have been saved through the faith, and this is not from you, it is God's gift, not from works, so that no one may boast. For we are his work, having been formed in Christ Jesus for good works, for which God before prepared us that we might walk in them. And now 19 to 22. So then you are no longer strangers or sojourners, but you are fellow citizens with the saints and of the family of God, having been built on the foundation of the apostles and prophets, Christ Jesus being a foundation chief cornerstone of it, on which all the building being fitly compacted together increases into a holy temple for the Lord, on whom you are also built up together for a spiritual habitation of God. I trust we all have been considering what the Lord has done for us, and that we have swept the leaven from our lives and have renewed our consecration vows to be broken and poured out with Him. Remember that even those that appear strong need our encouragement and support. We hope and pray that the convention will be an oasis in the desert to all attending, a steady ship with a sure anchor in the midst of a storm. All around us, we are seeing the removal of the social, political, ecclesiastical, and financial institutions. It is indeed a strange and wonderful time we live in, the time of trouble. The plagues are doing their intended work. When we pray, Thy kingdom come, we pray for the destruction of the old order. As the Lord's great army marches on, let us remember how important our good fight of faith is to the blessing of mankind. The world is learning many great and hard lessons to prepare them for the kingdom. The world groans and waits for us, dear brethren. Be diligent. Be about the Father's business. Remember our part in the sin offering. Be strong and of good courage. Show forth the praises of Him who has called us out of darkness into this marvelous light. We need to remember decorum in the house of God during this convention. Try to be in your seats ahead of time. Remember the rights of others. Try not to step on any feelings. Are we not overwhelmed with what the Lord has done for us? He has opened the secret places. He has grafted us into the vine. He has sealed us with the Holy Spirit of promise. Press on, dear brethren, with patient, joyful endurance, that His countenance will shine through you. Bear in mind the nobility of our calling. Let us sing, O, let no earthborn cloud arise to hide thee from thy servant's eyes. Remember the glory to follow when we shall see Him as He is. Let us each realize the importance of building each other up in this most holy faith. Let us all be of the spirit of Acts 20:35, where it says, remember the words of the Lord Jesus, how He said, it is more blessed to give and to receive. Welcome to the convention. A convention is made of its members. Let our communion be sweet and our examples be of Christ. The carcass is here and we are gathered. The Lord has set the table for us. It is our responsibility to assimilate the food and apply it to action. Rejoice in the precious promises. Welcome to the convention.
Thank you, Brother Peter.